Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Dad, I'm broke.
Hey, broke. I'm Dad.
Dad.
Okay, don't you have cash saved up from babysitting?
No, I spent it. I want my own bank account from S&T Bank. They offer free ATMs, Zelle, and an annual scholarship. Plus, when I open a Smart Start checking account, I get $100. See? I'm responsible.
Hey, responsible. I'm Dad.
Visit stbank.com/smartstart for details. Bonus available July 1st through September 30th, 2022. Opening deposit balance of $50 required. Member FDIC.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lease. Today on Cold Case Friday, we dive into the unsolved death of Ellen Greenberg. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. You can check them out today at poddex.com. Use the promo code Larry21 for 10% off your order. Now, let's dive right in, shall we? A young woman was found dead in her apartment. Was it murder or suicide? Losing someone you love is one of the most painful experiences a person can go through. Death isn't something we can escape, and all of us will experience it at one time or another. Sometimes we see a loved one's death coming and have a chance to prepare ourselves mentally, but for others, it may come as a complete shock. Ellen Greenberg was a 27-year-old elementary school teacher in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She was a well-educated young woman who had graduated from Penn State before going to Temple University to earn her teaching credential. It's a career she had loved and a job she enjoyed going to every day. On January 26, 2011, Ellen called her mother, Sandra, as she drove into work at 7 a.m. Everything appeared normal with Ellen, and it was just another typical winter day for the young woman. The only thing out of the ordinary was an intense snowstorm in the forecast, which can impact her afternoon. As expected, a nor'easter blew in later in the day and brought with it a bitterly cold snowstorm. It was decided it was best to shut down the schools early for the day to give the students and staff a chance to get home before the storm became too harsh. Ellen stopped at the gas station after leaving work to fill up her tank before arriving home at approximately 1:30 p.m. Ellen shared an apartment with her fiancé, Samuel Goldberg, who wasn't expected home for several more hours, so Ellen had the apartment to herself. Samuel eventually returned home from the gym at approximately 5:30 p.m. However, when he tried to unlock his front door, he could not get in and was met with silence. Samuel was able to get his key in the door, but when he went to open it, he found the swing bar lock in front of the door had been engaged from the inside. He banged on the door and called out to Ellen, but got no response. Samuel also called and sent text messages to Ellen, but they were unanswered. Since Samuel was unable to get into his apartment, he sought the help of the building security guard. They worked together to break the swing lock on the apartment door, which allowed Samuel to get back inside. Once the two men were successful, the security guard returned to his duties and didn't venture into the apartment with Samuel. Samuel walked into his apartment and found Ellen by the front door in the kitchen. She was covered in blood with her upper body propped up against the cabinets and her legs were out in front of her. At 6:30 p.m., Samuel called the police and was told to start CPR. He then informed dispatchers he saw a knife in Ellen's chest and was told to stop CPR. When the police arrived, they found no signs of forced entry, despite Samuel and the security guard forcing their way into the apartment. They also found no apparent signs of a struggle that indicated Ellen had fought with someone. It had appeared she had been in the middle of eating a fruit salad, which had been left on the counter when she died. The knife found in Ellen's chest had been pulled from the knife block on the counter, which had been knocked over and appeared to be a weapon of opportunity. No one knew of anyone who would have wanted to kill Ellen. Her parents didn't believe Samuel was capable of the crime, and after the police spoke with Ellen's therapist, they believed she was happy in a relationship. It was a perplexing case for the police, as there was no obvious motive for Ellen's death. When the apartment was investigated, there were no signs of a burglary gone wrong. Furthermore, the only easy way into the apartment, other than the front door, was the apartment's balcony, which was undisturbed. The autopsy showed Ellen had been stabbed at least 20 times in her neck and head. She had many bruises on her arms, abdomen, and right leg. Some of the bruises were fresh, some were in various states of healing. The reason for the old bruises remained unknown and unaccounted for during the investigation. Ellen was found with a gash on the back of her head. During her autopsy, the medical examiner did not find any evidence of defense wounds on Ellen's body. It was surmised that she may have been knocked unconscious by the injury and was therefore unable to fight back an attacker. However, it remained unknown if this is what happened. Initially, the Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office ruled Ellen's death a homicide, and it was determined she had been murdered, but it didn't stay that way for long. Authorities later informed the medical examiner Ellen might have been dealing with some mental issues that could have led her to consider suicide. A year before Ellen's death, she suddenly informed her parents, Josh and Sandra, that she wanted to move home to Harrisburg. Her parents were surprised because they thought she was happy. However, she dealt with anxiety and started seeing a psychiatrist who prescribed her an anti-anxiety medication. Although one law enforcement official spoke to Ellen's psychiatrist, it was confirmed she showed no signs of suicidal tendencies, nor had she ever expressed any feelings of wanting to take her own life. By all accounts, Ellen appeared to be engaged and in her career, but was suffering from generalized anxiety. With the additional information regarding Ellen's past, law enforcement wondered if Ellen had not been the victim of murder, but had stabbed herself to death. It was theorized her anti-anxiety medications may have caused suicidal thoughts, and she took her own life. The medical examiner changed her cause of death from homicide to suicide on March 7, 2011. Ellen's parents, Josh and Sandra, were furious when the medical examiner changed their daughter's cause of death. They had already been convinced Ellen had been murdered as soon as they heard the news of her death. The idea of suicide had never crossed their minds. Ellen's parents believed someone was getting away with murder. Josh and Sandra hired forensic experts of their own to look in Ellen's case. Famed pathologist, apologies for saying this name wrong, Cyril Wecht, and scientist Henry Lee investigated Ellen's death on their own and ultimately disputed the medical examiner's findings of death by suicide. In 2019, Josh and Sandra filed a civil lawsuit against the Philadelphia Medical Examiner's Office and the pathologist who had completed Ellen's autopsy. They wanted Ellen's death to be changed to undetermined or a homicide, so it could be properly investigated. It was ruled the case could move forward and take place. Ellen's parents had the support of Dr. Lindsay Emery, a pathologist who worked at the medical examiner's office. Dr. Emery testified several of Ellen's wounds didn't hemorrhage after she was stabbed, which indicated she had already been dead. When those stab wounds had occurred, Ellen would have been unable to stab herself after her heart stopped beating. Despite expert testimony from a well-regarded pathologist and a scientist, as well as a pathologist for the medical examiner's own office, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office finished reviewing Ellen's case in February 22 and concluded Ellen had died by suicide. Her case is now considered closed by the state of Pennsylvania. However, Ellen's parents, Josh and Sandra, have vowed to keep fighting for their daughter. They do not believe she took her own life. Not only do they want Ellen's name cleared, but they want to find out what happened to their beloved daughter. They believe justice hasn't been served in her case. It won't be. It won't stop until they see it through. Let us know the comments, or let us know your comments in the comment section below. What do you think happened? Was it murder or suicide? Let us know. And as always, if you want to support the show, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, give us a thumbs up if you enjoyed the video. And thanks so much for watching and listening, and subscribe to us on all major podcast platforms. And we'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.